You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Probably should plug my headphones in, huh? That might be a good start to the program here. Welcome aboard. It is the Gym Class on KGYM on this Thursday, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. Great to have you aboard today as we come your way on this Thursday, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com and we'll give them a little bit of a shout out during the program throughout the hour here today. Got a good show planned. John Steppe will join us from the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Plenty to talk about. He was in Indianapolis for Big Ten Media Days. We'll get his impressions about how things went, what his takeaways were, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about Iowa getting ready for the fall camp as well with John, who covers the Hawkeyes for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, and we'll get to that coming up on the program today. 319-366-1600, that is the text line available to you, 319-366-1600. That is our text line, phone line as well. Coming your way today on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker out there. Scott Unash with you, Mark Dukes from the southwest side, and Ben on the other side of the glass as we're one day closer to the weekend. So, Mark joins me here on this Thursday afternoon, a very nice Thursday afternoon here in eastern Iowa. We are definitely enjoying it. How you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. Good afternoon to you and everyone out there. It is a beautiful day, enjoying every bit of it. And lots to go over today with John Steppe, and a little bit of baseball, a little bit of golf, and another bearded athlete question, right?
Yeah, we do. We have another question for you to win some tickets to see ZZ Top at the Iowa State Fair, along with their special guest, Ann Wilson from Heart. That'll be on Tuesday, August the 16th, as we have more bearded athlete trivia for you coming up today. ZZ Top celebrating their brand new album and the Raw Whiskey Tour, and of course bringing along special guest Ann Wilson from the supergroup Heart. And again, that is Tuesday, August the 16th. We have those tickets for you, of course, all this week. One more chance for you to win with Spencer on Sports at 2 o'clock. John Kristen Friends tickets. That will be at the Iowa State Fair as well. And then Todd and Alex have One Night with Queen, Gary Mullen and the Works at the Wild Rose Casino in Clinton on Saturday, August the 16th, or 6th, I should say. That is a week from this Saturday. So, yeah, all kinds of giveaways here on local programming on KGYM. Again, 319-366-1600 as we join you here on a Thursday edition of the program. Also have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you as well coming up here in just a little bit. And first of all, a little news as far as our world is concerned, Mark, and that is the wonderful world of broadcasting, sports play-by-play, if you will, and want to send a hearty congratulations out to Chicago White Sox play-by-play man on the television, Jason Benetti, who today announced that he is going to go and work for Fox on a national level coming up, starting this fall with college football. He'll be doing some college basketball, some other things as well. Has been with ESPN. Will still remain as the voice of the White Sox, but also has been doing a Sunday afternoon, that brunch game on the network as well. But Jason's a good guy, and he is a tremendous broadcaster. And I'm not just saying that because he does White Sox games. He's really, really good. And I just want to send out a big congratulations to him.
Yeah, I enjoy Benetti's work as well. When I'm not watching the Twins, I'll switch over to the Sox or the Cubs or something like that. I enjoy Benetti's work. And with him being at Fox, he might find him in Iowa City one of these days.
You might. Could happen. I think it's a little bit more. Odds are in his favor to be in Iowa City more now than he was with ESPN because they didn't have, obviously, the majority of the games. But Fox, you can have it on the national level. He'll do some national games. And you can also have it as far as the Big Ten Network level is concerned. And he was dabbling into the Big Ten Network as well, Jason was. So I'm sure he will continue to do that, especially as far as college basketball is concerned, coming up this winter. So stay tuned. See Jason Benetti at Kinnick Stadium or Carver Hawkeye Arena or a place nearby.
And he's still bemoaning the Sox loss last night.
Oh, Spencer was offering me, a little pity there, I guess, for lack of a better word.
It's a classic thing. Would you rather get beat the way the Sox got beat or the Twins getting routed by the Brewers?
I would. Oh, I'd rather get routed, man. I mean, that just tears your heart out. It just tears your heart out, especially when you don't see Liam Hendricks trot out of the bullpen and into the game. Still waiting for that explanation, but probably not going to get one. Sox can't beat...
Sox gave up a 5-4 lead and with a couple in the ninth inning.
Sox can't get too far over 500. You know, if they would have won yesterday, they'd have been 2 over, and that would have been uncharted territory for them. You got to get back to 500. Got to get back to 500 out there. Unfortunately, 64-29, one of the drawbacks to Jason Benetti going to Fox is that we will get no more. Nobody was, I think, better with Bill Walton than Jason Benetti. And you will not get those two at the Maui Invitational coming up this year.
That's true. They were a good pair there, weren't they?
Well, Jason knew when to talk about the game. He knew when to throw the numerous softballs that Bill Walton needs. And, you know, he was really, really good at it as far as the timing is concerned. When to do it, when not to do it, when to give Bill a little bit of, you know, more rein, when to take him in a little bit. He was really good at that. Really, really good at that. So, yeah, that's a shame, but, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Chicago is really fortunate to have a couple of really good TV guys. I think Shambi with the Cubs does a very good job as well. He's not apt to go over to Fox and call football, but between he and Benetti, that's a pretty good pair.
Not bad. Not bad indeed. Big names as far as the national broadcasting landscape is concerned as far as play-by-play. And, yep, We should enjoy them. Of course, if you're blacked out. No, that's a whole different other thing. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you here today. 319-366-1600. Well, no. Welsh says, can we get Jason and Bill when UCLA joins the Big Ten?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Walton's with ESPN. You got to keep that in mind. And Walton will never turn his back on the Conference of Champions. Would he? Oh, man. Do you rein in Walton? No, you don't. No. All right, there you go. I've got my explanation. 2373 helping me out says Liam Hendricks had altitude sickness.
Well, that happens.
See what happens when you miss the pregame? You don't hear that, you know, pertinent pieces of information like altitude sickness for your chief bullpen pitcher.
Were in Colorado, right?
Yes, they were. Yep. Coming back now to take on the Oakland Athletics starting tomorrow. So, yeah. Somebody made a very good point about the Chicago White Sox, that if any other manager was managing this team, they would have been gone in May. Mm-hmm. That was earlier on today. 319-366-1600 at 314 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Scott Mark with you. Ben on the other side of the glass. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Going to give you an opportunity to win those tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Very good day on the links for Zach Johnson today, Mark. Good to see him playing well up at the Rocket Mortgage in Detroit.
Yeah, 500 par 67 for Zach, and he's currently inside the top 10 as play continues in Detroit. And he's furiously trying to get in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Still got a ways to go. He entered this week at number 147 and need to be in the top 125. So he's going to have to continue to push.
Or have more people go to the LIV Tour.
That could happen later on this year, Scott, right?
There are all kinds of rumors floating around today in golf land that as soon as the Mega Millions FedEx Cup playoffs are over for this year, you are going to see a mass exodus of big names. Don't exactly know which big names they are, but those are rumors that are persistent and going around with a lot of folks out there that cover golf.
Well, they're playing another live event today. Actually, tomorrow it starts. Pro-Am today out in at Trump National in New Jersey. And some players making their debut out there. Henrik Stenson spoke today about kind of defending himself about having been removed as the Ryder Cup captain for Europe because he went to the LIV Tour. And Paul Casey among those, Jason Kokrak, Charles Howell III, going to make their debuts. And, yeah, I don't think they're going to be among the last.
No. And I think that it's going to be a very, very interesting offseason as far as golf is concerned. And we've talked about it before, Fred Ridley, as far as the chairman of the Masters Committee and Augusta National is concerned, he's going to have a big say in it. The rest of the folks that run the majors are going to play a big part in this as well. If you're the PGA Tour, what happens if you have most of your top players go and play on this tour?
Well, as far as the Masters goes, how can you not let a former champion in the field when he has a lifetime exemption if he plays on the PGA Tour? Bubba Watson, Phil Mickelson, who am I missing? LIV Tour.
They're not playing on the PGA Tour, though.
No, they're not, but they are a former Masters champion. That's going to be a very interesting decision when it does come down on the part of Augusta National.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. 62-98, Bubba Watson is gone to the LIV Tour. That has already happened. Yeah, and 81-86 also letting us know, yes, ripple effect from a Masters decision is going to be very, very interesting. And I think that decision's got to come fairly soon. April is not that far down the line, if you think about it, and especially early April. And the winter will go fairly quickly as far as golf is concerned. So,
comes first, that decision or the NFL deciding what to do with Deshaun Watson? I mean, the NFL is letting Watson dangle out there and the Browns.
Absolutely. I mean, the Browns bringing in quarterbacks in anticipation of what could happen, but I agree with you. If I'm the Browns, tell me one way or the other.
Yeah, exactly.
It should happen anyway. I mean, that's just the way it goes. I mean, this due process should be taken very, very quickly. And, yeah, if I'm the Browns, I'm asking the NFL, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We need to know. 319-366-1600 here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Going to have your opportunity to win those tickets, and we'll do that coming up here. We'll do that here in just a little bit, as we will also talk to John Steppe, who is in Indianapolis and covered the Big Ten Media Days, covers the Iowa Hawkeyes, and does that for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We will talk with him coming up in a little bit. Speaking of rumors, Mark, baseball rumors going out there. Of course, the trade deadline coming up next week. We are working on getting some biggies next week. That's all I can let you know about. By the way, if you are tuned in and wondering Hey, you told us we were going to listen to Adam Rittenberg today. Well, Adam had a last second, what do they call them? Spots with ESPN?
An obligation, yeah.
He's got an obligation. He works for ESPN. And they called and said, we need you for a spot during the 3 o'clock hour. So he apologized. But Adam will be with us tomorrow to talk college football, getting ready for fall camps, expansion latest, et cetera, et cetera. So we will have, we moved Adam to tomorrow. So we're going to, for 1 week again, only the second time we've done it this late spring and into the summer, we are going to postpone our Friday topic for this week. So we'll get back to that coming up next week for you. But we will do that and get Adam Rittenberg a chance to join us coming up tomorrow.
We'll look forward to that. And John Steppe, not a bad replacement by any means.
No, no. And he will do a fine job. And we were trying to talk to John earlier in the week, but it just did not work out. So we'll get John today and get his thoughts on what happened in Indianapolis at Big Ten Media Days. Back to the rumors and the rumor mill. Latest rumor as far as baseball and trades are concerned, of course, the big plum out there is Juan Soto. The Washington Nationals, soon to be not with the Washington Nationals, made his intentions known that he wants a trade. The latest suitor, the San Diego Padres, Mark. Can you imagine a middle of the lineup that the Padres could trot out there when healthy? Tatis, Machado, and Soto.
Well, if it does happen, I hope it happens later than sooner, because the Twins start a three-game series against the Padres tomorrow out there in San Diego. And, you know, the trades have been very slow. And I guess we shouldn't be surprised, because a lot of activity is close or on the deadline, which is next Tuesday. But there was a deal swung yesterday. The Royals giving up Ben Attendi, going to the Yankees for three pitching prospects. One of them, an Iowan, T.J. Sikkema from Central DeWitt, was a high ground, a high draft pick a couple, 3 years ago. But I mean, Ben Attendee's third in the league in hitting. He's not going to hurt the Yankees.
That was I don't even want to say underrated pickup. I think it was a great pickup by the Yankees. This guy can hit. He can set the table for Judge and Stanton and other people like that. And I think he's an upgrade from Joey Gallo, who's the Yankees, I think, are giving up on, and he's going to be moved out of there. No, he's not a power hitter. He will hit a few home runs at times. Anybody can hit a home run in the short porch and right in Yankee Stadium. And I think the Yankees needed more of an average guy than they needed a power guy. They got enough boppers in that lineup. I think this was a heck of a move by the Yankees.
Yeah, the rich get richer, though, right?
Well, they do. I mean, good luck beating them. But as far as just evaluating trades are concerned, I mean, the Yankees, I think the Yankees get an A on this one.
Well, when you add the number three hitter in the American League, it's not going to hurt. He's a quality player. The Royals aren't going anywhere, at least this year. And to get three young arms, if one of them pans out big time, you know, that's going to be good.
Yeah. Cyclone Tim with a good one on the text line here. I feel like the PGA Tour is right now like the guy on Animal House yelling, all is well. Yeah. By the way, that man was Kevin Bacon.
Who played? Very good.
Yeah, thank you. That's not
he
even.
He did not have a beard.
No, that is not. No, he did not have a beard. He did not have a beard. Speaking of which, Mark, very good segue for you. Before we give you an opportunity to talk about an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update and we get ready to talk to John Steppe, we are going to give you an opportunity out there to pick up tickets to see ZZ Top and special guest Ann Wilson from Heart Tuesday, August the 16th with Bearded Athlete Trivia. We've been having fun with this all week and got another good one here today for you. So we will start with caller number six and see if they have the correct answer at 319-366-1600. Ben is getting ready to go on the other side of the glass. He is chomping at the bit for this. Again, caller number six, you'll get the first crack at it at 319-366-1600. Here is today's Bearded Athlete trivia question. This recently retired football player played for nine teams in a 16-year career and was never, quote-unquote, a starting quarterback, but did a lot of good things on the football field in his 16-year career. Who was this recently retired quarterback? 319-366-1600. Caller number six, you'll get the first crack at answering this question. Bearded Athlete Trivia for tickets to see ZZ Top and Ann Wilson. That's 319-366-1600. Again, recently retired NFL quarterback, played for nine teams in his 16-year career and was terrific, let's just say, coming off the bench. 319-366-1600. And we'll get you our winner coming up in a moment. Mark, go ahead. I'm going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, here across from Lindale Mall, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They are made fresh daily. And wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar. And bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area or on the patio. They're open at 4 o'clock every day. Check them out at emilshideaway.com.
Only two games on the afternoon scoreboard in Major League Baseball. Both have gone final. Miami has defeated Cincinnati 7-6, and Baltimore shut out Tampa Bay 3-0. We mentioned Zach Johnson opening with a 500 par 67 at the Rocket Mortgage Tournament in Detroit. He will begin second-round play tomorrow, 12:16 Central Time. J.P. Estrella is on campus, or will be shortly, at the University of Iowa to make his official visit. He's a 4-star, 6'10", power forward / center. He recently canceled a visit to Duke and has visited Marquette and Tennessee and will also visit Syracuse. He's out of Maine and will play his senior year of high school at Brewster Academy in New Hampshire. Joey Chestnut, you know him from the hot dog eating contest on July 4th.
Yep.
Well, yesterday he set a world record in chicken nugget eating. 44 chicken nuggets in 5 minutes, Scott.
5 minutes?
And continued eating, reportedly.
44 nuggets in 5 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. I wonder how big the nuggets were.
You know, there's the big debate about what's a nugget. We know. It's a piece of chicken. Breaded, okay.
Without bones.
44 in 5 minutes.
That's not bad, I guess. 319-366-1600. Congratulations to Gary from Ely. He came up with the correct answer to our Bearded Athlete trivia today. What recently retired a quarterback who played for nine teams in his 16-year career was never, quote-unquote, the starting quarterback, but came off the bench and wowed teams on a consistent basis. None other than Fitzmagic, Ryan Fitzpatrick, recently retired, the quarterback from Harvard. And he had a great career, really. Like I said, never was the number one guy going into a year, but boy, he was, as the name states, he was magic.
Could be in the Bearded Athlete Hall of Fame, really.
He really could. He was amazing. That thing was beautiful. Only great beards for our trivia answers this week. All right, one
tough
more.
On the chin strap. But, yeah,
true. One more chance for you to win those tickets coming up tomorrow. Your next chance to win will be coming up with Todd and Alex. They'll have a chance to win One Night with Queen at the Wild Rose Casino in Clinton on Saturday, August the 6th with Gary Mullen in the works. Listen in between 4 and 6. Get a weather forecast and take a break. Come back. John Stepien of the Gazette will join us. We'll talk Iowa football. We'll look back at Big Ten Media Days. All that with John when we come back.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have some fantastic weather for the rest of the day today with plenty of sunshine, temperatures in the upper 70s, and low humidity. Later on tonight, we are going to have mostly clear skies, and you'll want to open up the windows as temperatures drop down into the mid-50s. Tomorrow, going to be another nice day with sunshine, temperatures around 80, and low humidity. We'll start to creep up a little bit over the weekend with low 80s Saturday, mid-80s on Sunday. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton presents One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the works. It's One Night of Queen, performed by Gary Mullen in the works, Saturday, August 6th at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Clinton. On sale at the Iowa store or wildroseresorts.com.
Get your vehicle in gear this summer with 11% off everything at Menards. Valvoline Daily Protection Motor Oil improves fuel economy while protecting against engine wear. Valvoline oils are formulated with advanced additives for year-round engine protection. All Valvoline motor oil is 11% off. Check out Menards Automotive Department today. Good through July 31st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. It paid for me to be the first person in my family to go to school. That education got me to the first day at my dream job, which I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job and the home loan benefits I got from the Army National Guard helped me buy my first house. I also know that I will be one of the first to respond if my community ever needs me.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
We are back at 3:32. It is a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. We've got the big road course race at the Brickyard coming up this Sunday, 12:30 for you on all of our frequencies as they will go to the road course at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Saturday, the IndyCars will be on the road course. Very unusual doubleheader, but it was very successful last year, and they will try it again coming up in 2022. We are now getting ready for fall camps as far as college football is concerned. And Big Ten and Big 12 Media Days are behind us. And speaking of Big Ten Media Days, we're happy to be joined by John Stepien of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, who covers the Iowa Hawkeyes. Give him a follow on Twitter at jstepien, S-T-E-P-P-E-1, and read his stuff at thegazette.com. And John, you got all caught up in sleep and everything like that after Indianapolis. Now you're ready to have a little bit of a step back before things really pick up, right?
Yeah, close to back to full sleep. Maybe not quite back to full sleep. Give me until like Saturday, and then I'll be totally caught up on sleep.
John, we had our first look at Iowa depth charts for what they're worth. I think when Scott and I were talking the other day, Cooper DeGene popped out at the cash position and maybe as a kick returner. What stood out for you?
Yeah, Cooper DeGene is certainly one person that he seemed to have a really good spring. And I was thinking, okay, that could be a guy who could really have a spot on the two deeps in a couple different areas. And Cash, certainly. And then also, I could see him playing a little bit of safety and saw that on the two deeps as well. I think the thing that there are two things that really jumped out to me there. One is it's really a show of how thin Iowa is at wide receiver. When you have a redshirt freshman who arrived as a walk-on as one of your second-team wide receivers. And nothing against Alec Wick. It sounds like he's done a great job so far. But at the end of the day, if you have a redshirt freshman, and again, walk-on, that's not really a great position for wide receiver in terms of where they are. Not much of a margin for error for injuries there. And the offensive line is going to be interesting to me. That caught my eye pretty quickly when I was looking at the two deeps, and that'll continue to keep my eye, especially in those first few weeks, in terms of, okay, you have some of the players who were really young last year have another year under their belt, but overall it's still a very young position. Interesting to see Tyler Ellsbury as a starting guard, Logan Jones as a starting center. A pretty remarkable path for Logan Jones, if he is indeed the week one starter, to go from being a reserve on the defensive line in 1 year to being the starter at center, possibly, the next year. That would be pretty impressive to me. And, of course, quarterback always draws some attention with Petras being first team, Padilla being second team. That didn't particularly surprise me. Maybe we see a change in the next 6 weeks, but if I had to put money on it, I'd expect that to be the week one two deep as well.
Let's go back to Tuesday. Kirk Ferentz talking at Lucas Oil Stadium, and you mentioned the quarterback situation. Are we reading between the lines too much? Kirk mentioned both Petras and Padilla. Didn't say, you know, okay, Petras number one, Padilla is the number two guy. I mean, he mentioned both of them, said they could win with both of those guys. Should we read something into that or not?
I'd be careful about that because Ferentz has said before, it's kind of been one of his go-to lines has been about how they're confident that they have two quarterbacks they can win with. Now, the thing that did catch my eye a little bit later in the second of the three media availabilities he had on Tuesday was how he said that Spencer is the one, they have to have someone out there with the wands, which gave me the impression, okay, Spencer hasn't won this job yet by any means. So, yeah, I would say it's not a foregone conclusion here. Padilla has a shot at this job, but it depends on what happens here in the next 5 or so weeks.
Who among the coaches, John, stood out to you, either by his humor, his comments, what have you?
That's a great question. I'd say Brett Bielema was rather interesting, not as much in the part of the media days that's televised on BTN, but then when we got to the individual podiums part of the day, he had some really interesting insights on a couple of different topics that I'm looking forward to writing about. And he told a couple Iowa stories too. So it's clear that Iowa still has a special place in his heart. He told one during the live stream portion too about how he remembered going to Big Ten media days as a player in the Hayden Fry days and wearing an Iowa jacket that I think he said like 15 or 20 people probably wore before him. So I got a little bit of a laugh out of that one. He was certainly interesting. Of course, he has those Iowa roots, so that always makes it a little more interesting than, say, pick any other Big Ten coach out of a hat. But I'd say he was up there on... It's an interesting position right now for Scott Frost. So that kind of caught a little bit of my attention in terms of he really has to win this year. So I thought that was interesting, but I'd say Bielema was probably the most entertaining / interesting.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. Do not be surprised if Prophetstown, Illinois has a comedy club after he's done coaching. we'll see on that. John Steppe joining us, covers Hawkeyes for the Gazette here on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Defensively for Iowa, of course, Jack Campbell named preseason Big Ten Player of the Year. Good honor for him, obviously. He'd like to be the postseason Defensive Player of the Year, but he will have a chance to do that. But this defense has a chance to be just so very good. And if Iowa's offense continues to sputter, they're going to have to fall on this defense to win games, especially big games, as the year progresses anyway. You know, you haven't been covering it for 30, 40 years or anything like that, but how good can this defense be in the annals of Iowa football history?
I think this could be really one of the best. How often do you have essentially in a 4-2-5 defensive system? Obviously, there are times where they have the Leo out there instead of the Cash, but essentially a 4-2-5 base. How often do you have three linebackers on the Butkus preseason watch list? That really doesn't happen very often, and I think that really speaks volumes to just how much talent this defense has, especially at linebackers. You look at defensive line, you have almost everyone coming back, Zach Van Valkenburg being the one exception to that, but you have Joe Evans there to step in, who certainly, when even just looking at his stats, the 7 sacks last year, that is starter quality in the Big Ten. You have guys coming off the bench like Lucas Van Ness right now, second team still on the 2 deeps. So you've got some options here with that defensive line as well. And then you look at the secondary, you have a few new faces. Well, I should say new to playing consistently faces. Of course, Cedar Rapids' own Quinn Schulte is right now projected first team starter at free safety. You have Cooper DeJean, who we were talking about earlier, somebody who really stood out in the spring. Of course, you have the starters that are back, Big Ten Defensive Back of the Year Riley Moss, Kayvon Merriweather, who we just were talking to on Tuesday at Big Ten Media Days. You have Jamari Harris back. Of course, it sounds like he'll be out for the first game after his OWI. But for the rest of the game, you have him as well. This could really be a special defense. It really just comes down to offense, where you'd rather not put this defense in positions like they were last year against Minnesota when they were on the field for 40 minutes. Iowa's defense did enough to get by despite that, but that's really a tough position to put your defense in on a consistent basis.
John, I wondered if you'd expand on Merriweather for a minute. I know you wrote about him in the last day.
But
this is a guy that, you know, weighed basketball versus football before deciding on football. And in the last couple, 3 years, has become really one of the faces and voices of Iowa football. What about that?
Yeah, really, it's a incredible journey for him, and really all three of the players who were there at Big Ten Media Days were all players who 3 years ago you would have said, oh wow, they're going to be the representative. They weren't necessarily projected to have the success that they've had, and he's somebody who really has played well on the field. Obviously, I think the results show that when you look at that special secondary that he was a part of. Obviously, he didn't have quite the same level of accolades as the other guys like Riley Moss. But you have somebody who's shined on the field, and then off the field, he really, in 2020, discovered how much influence he has with his voice and has really used that to try to advocate for social justice and social change, and has really been outspoken about that and has really gone above and beyond to also educate himself on some of those issues, going most recently to the Big Ten's trip down to Selma and Montgomery, Alabama. So really somebody who has grown into really a strong leader both on and off the field.
Hey, John, today I know you wrote about Big Ten and the coaches and rivalries and what they have thought. Also, Kirk Ferentz, kind of a very fatherly opening statement that he had on Tuesday at Big Ten Media Days anyway. And just talking about those two things anyway and just putting them into perspective and what do you think things are going to be like down the road?
Yeah, it's going to be a period of change. And Kirk was expressing some concern with that change, both in the televised portion of it and then later on, too. He expanded on that with the combination of NIL, which he conceptually likes. But when you have that along with how he described it, free transfers, that's something that he's concerned about. So either way, though, the changes are going to be coming. And while nothing has been officially decided in terms of divisions, it seems pretty much an inevitability at this point that divisions are probably going to go away in 2024 when USC and UCLA join the conference. And once you have that, odds are you're not going to get to play all of these geographic rivals that Iowa's been getting to play on a regular basis, where they get to play every year, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin. Gary Barta always includes Northwestern in that mix, too. I'm sure fans have differing thoughts on how much of a rivalry Northwestern is. Illinois, another team that obviously their coach is Iowa roots. It's a neighboring state. If Bielema can get Illinois back to or into kind of the next tier up, that could be an interesting rivalry as well. So some of those games are going to have to get dropped from an annual basis. And Kirk seemed kind of resigned to that fact, that he knew, okay, I think his exact line was that train has already left the station. So that there's no going back to, okay, how are we going to keep all of these rivalries? Because if you have two, you're going to be leaving somebody out. There's a good chance you leave either Wisconsin or Minnesota out if it's two. If it's three, okay, well then what about Illinois or Northwestern? So it's a difficult situation in terms of the calculus of how to figure this out. I'm sure someone smarter than me in the Big Ten offices will come up with some strategic plan there for that. But it's interesting, other coaches have different perspectives, and Iowa has a lot more natural rivalries and some of these other schools. Northwestern coach Pat Fitzgerald was talking about how the thing important to him is not so much having these rivalries annually as much as making sure these kids can go to and play in every Big Ten venue over the course of their time at a school. So it'll be interesting to see, though, what happens in the next couple of years there.
John, in my mind, I think the covering Iowa football is so much more involved for you than it was when I was on the beat. It was just a couple moons ago. And I don't know if you could imagine this when you came over from the business desk into this job. We've got NIL, collectives. Of course, we all have had to read and analyze budgets, but it's become much more than a covering a football game, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fascinating. And it helps to have that business reporting knowledge when we're talking about NIL and collectives and the changing finances of college football. Because in the long run, a lot of these changes that are being made are business decisions at the end of the day. So media rights, they're making these decisions based on money, and they're going to make a lot of money off this media rights deal whenever it gets announced. Kevin Warren said sooner than later. You can interpret that however you'd like in terms of how soon is soon. But it's been a fascinating past 10 months or so, and I think if you look at just how much things have changed from 2020 to 2022, we could still see a lot of changes from 2022 to 2024. So buckle your seatbelts here. It's you know, it's almost like other industries, like journalism, how the newspaper business was very similar for a long time before it changed rapidly. College football was very similar for a while, and now we're going through this rapid change right now.
Another coach to talk about who had a tumultuous offseason, P.J. Fleck up in Minneapolis for the Gophers, anyway. You know, P.J., you mentioned Brett Bielema was kind of the guy that took over Big Ten Media Days a little bit this year. It's usually P.J., though, but P.J. wasn't quite as jovial as he usually is, from all indications anyway. Did you find that as well?
Yeah, I didn't get as much to him as other coaches in the individual sessions, but it wasn't like he was ready to, you know, run through a brick wall or anything at media day. So I think his team could be pretty good this year. They have a lot of pieces coming back on offense. I think defense is a little more of a question mark for them. So I'm looking forward to this year's battle for the pick.
Got a question on the text line here for you, John, at 5822. Just talking about some of the Hawkeyes here, and they ask about great to see, and I would agree with this texter as well, great to see Cedar Rapids Xavier product Ethan Herkett coming off the injury from a year ago, and he's in the two deeps as well on the defensive line.
Yeah, he's another guy that has kind of gone, I think, a little bit under the radar because he was hurt for a lot of last year. But he's another guy that they can put into the mix there, and they'll rotate a lot of people at that position. So even though you have three returning starters, somebody who is practically a starter, I'd say actually two people that were practically starters in terms of their production, with Joe Evans and Lucas Van Ness, you can see a lot, potentially, Herkett play a good chunk and really be a key factor. Yeah. Kelvin Bell was telling me earlier in the offseason when he was on my podcast about the versatility of the defensive line and how he thinks of it as four tires on a car. So we could see Ethan Herkett be rotated in as one of those tires on the metaphorical Iowa defensive line car.
John, Commissioner Warren said at Media Days that maybe we need federal regulation on NILs. I, for one, don't want the federal government involved, but something's got to be done to regulate this whole operation, doesn't it?
Well, it's a fascinating thing. Right now, it prompts questions of just how sustainable is this. When you have these crazy numbers are being thrown out, granted, NIL rumors and NIL facts are different things. We don't know. There isn't any firm data that we can really lean on with that. But I wouldn't hold your breath for any federal action. There are a few more priorities in Congress, I think, right now before the midterms. So as much as the commissioners can say, oh, yeah, we want to have federal legislation here to fix this, I think that's a little optimistic for them. The challenge that the NCAA has is how do you avoid a lawsuit? And if they try to step in and regulate this, the challenge, the possibility of legal challenges are very high from, say, a Tennessee or a Texas booster. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah. One more real quick for you from the text line. Where does Aaron Graves fit in? I'm not sure. We're going to have to wait and see anyway, but terrific talent, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. I think it was like King Kong was one comparison I've heard to him with just how physical he is already. I'd say probably don't expect to see him as a key part of week one, but I wouldn't be surprised if he gets into the mix here later in the season. Where you look at this defensive line, and as we keep on mentioning people, Y.A. Black, another person who could have a really good year, they've got a lot of depth at that position. So you look at it, another sign that this could be a really good defense. Of course, if the offense keeps on having three and outs, it won't statistically show as much. But this is certainly going to be one of the best defenses in the Big Ten, if not. I think you could even make an argument that they could be one of the best defenses in the country.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right. Hey, John, great stuff. Appreciate it. Always fun talking with you, and it was great following you in Indianapolis. And look forward to having you on again. Keep up the great work at the Gazette.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
All right. John Stappe joining us here on the Gym Class. Quick break. Come back and wrap things up after this.
The Marion Chamber of Commerce is excited to announce Oktoberfest, presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance. This fun new event will be Saturday, September 17th from noon to 3, featuring 25 breweries from Iowa and surrounding areas. You'll receive a commemorative tasting glass and access to samples, plus enjoy live music and traditional German games. Choose the VIP ticket option for 11 a.m. early entry. Don't miss Oktoberfest, Saturday, September 17th in Uptown Marion. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Search Marion Oktoberfest.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle five job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. Job Funnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. Job Funnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on Job Funnel to get started. Breathe. Job Funnel's on it.
All right, we're back on the Gym Class here on KGYM as we get you ready for Todd and Alex, Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. We're back with you tomorrow at 3. Adam Rittenberg will join us. Fingers crossed, we're promising. He was supposed to join us today. Had to do a call with ESPN, so he will be back with us coming up tomorrow. We'll get his thoughts on all the media days around the country, Big Ten, Big 12, his thoughts, latest on expansion, et cetera, et cetera. Looking forward to talking with Adam coming up tomorrow. Great to talk with John Stappe. Catch up with him. Covers the Hawkeyes for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. As we've got a few weeks to kind of sit back and get ready for fall camps to get underway. And then in football, not many Saturdays from now, Mark, on the college side.
I think about 30, 31 days till the opener, and even less for high school, Scott.
28. Well, some 21, but the majority 28 or 29, depending on.
Pledge not to talk about week zero this year.
There aren't nearly as many week zero games as there used to be. So
you just blew it.
I know, but you gotta talk about them if they're gonna be played, man. You got to talk about him. No doubt about that. Again, great day for Zach Johnson. 500 par 67 up at the Rocket Mortgage Classic in Detroit in the top 10 right now. So hopefully Zach can keep that up, have another good round tomorrow, and get into the weekend and do some damage on Saturday and Sunday up at the Detroit Golf and Country Club. All right, Adam Rittenberg tomorrow, Todd and Alex coming your way next, and we'll be back with you tomorrow at 3 right here on the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union right here on KGYM. Mark, we'll talk to you then.
Sounds great.
All right, stay tuned for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn.
Stop buying tickets without rewards and start getting more from the only ticketing company that rewards you for buying tickets.